Hello. Good, well, it's nighttime here. Morning or afternoon. And, hey, to y'all. Wonderful people. I was reading this. I guess it's part of the sermon that I watched this week. And, but I was reading about this 34:1-4. Or, you know, that the whole Shechem rape. But Jacob had put himself in a town full of like pagans, and you know, a place where if a woman is by herself, it was common for her to be raped, almost like a religious practice. So like Jacob had linked their family to a group of wrong people, you know, a wrong town for whatever reasons. It just made me think, because you know, it was common, so the dad didn't really get mad, I guess, and so then the brothers had to, you know, when they agreed to let him, Shechem marry Dina, they lied, brothers killed him, and you know, they put Jacob in a bad place, but it was like the brother's responsibility to stick up for the daughter, even though the father didn't, you know, so it's like a bad situation. But the whole point is they were linked to the, you know, we sometimes we link ourselves to the wrong people. We like hang out with the wrong people, and we may be strong and sturdy, but if you have your arm linked to another person, or you know, they're holding on to you, and then they fall, they're going to bring you down too, you see? So it just kind of, it just made me think reading it. And so, yeah, you know, sometimes we put ourselves in the wrong position, around the wrong people that will make us fall. I'm trying to learn, I just thank God he's does so much. But even now where I'm at, my stepbrother, you know, yesterday we had a police, they found a needle. So I got these noise canceling headphones. I don't have to hear y'all, and I'm trying to get through whatever I have to get through here to go wherever. But I'm even in my own hometown, my family, I'm linked to the wrong people. Even it's in my family, but they're not, you know, they don't chase God. They're not. They know God, love God, or they say they're Christian, but they're not like doing what I'm doing and in it. So I mean, even though I love, you know, it says if your right hand makes you sin, cut it off. So, you know, not that I'll cut them off completely. I just don't need to be around them in this environment. I really want to be around a Christian community group of people, maybe a Christian wife. That would be so wonderful, Lord. A girl that's chasing your love. That's a trophy wife. God, that would be such a blessing. I pray for that. I pray y'all having a fantastic day. Y'all are just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful people. I don't know who y'all are. I wish I did. Lord, I just hope that you bless the people on the other end, anyone that listens to this, and protect them, protect their family, you know, give them peace. We all go through things physically, mentally, and emotionally we don't understand, Lord, and we just sometimes need that touch of love. So I ask that you do that, and give us sweet sleep, and remind us that we can do all things in your name, in Jesus' name, amen. Love you guys. Bye.